This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And happening Saturday at the Roseburg Public Library, it is Harry Potter Day. Aurora Roth, I can get that out. Youth Services Librarian, you got a lot going on.
We do. It's been a hectic week getting ready for this Saturday.
And of course, getting it back in person and all that.
Yes. It's been so great this summer to be back in person. I love doing story times and actually having kids there, able to react to my stories, to my songs, and just, you know, to talk to little kids about little kids' things, all about their pets and whatnot. It's just a great interaction time this summer.
So Harry Potter Day, is this like, is this a designated day, or is this just something you guys put together?
So there is kind of a designated day. In the books, Harry Potter's birthday is July 31st. So because he is such a huge cultural phenomena, we like to do Harry Potter Day as close to his birthday as we can. And it'll be a great day, not just focusing on Harry Potter, but really focusing on the imagination that comes into the world, and all of the fun things you can do there with wizarding.
So when the Harry Potter series came out, I mean, it was kind of the slow moving and then very fast moving level of attention. And it really, it got so many people into books and so many people into following all of this. It's kind of unparalleled.
It is. It has been a great thing to really encourage people to read, and encourage people to imagine, and to play with those things.
So talk about some of the things that are going to be going on during the day.
Yeah. So at Harry Potter Day, we'll have 5 different activities. When you first come to the library outside, we will have an herbology class. So you'll get to plant seeds outside. Then as you come in, we'll have the Honeyduke Sweet Shop, where we will be making our own ice cream. So you'll get your own bag of ice cream to make there in the library.
Ice cream in the library?
Ice cream in the library.
Can you do that?
Chris said I can.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll be there making ice cream, eating it in the Ford room. Not bringing it near the books.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Then when you come into the library itself, you'll see there's a beautiful quilt on the wall to the left. That is going to be given away to a child under 18 at noon on Harry Potter Day. So you want to be sure to come before noon so that you can enter your name into the drawing. But we will be pulling for that at noon, and you have to be present to win that. So then keep going. We still have more activities in there. We'll be making potions, and our potion this year is slime. We'll have multiple different colors that you can do. We'll be doing transfiguration, where you will be changing rocks into works of art, and we'll be painting rocks. We'll also have Ollivander's Wand Shop, where you can make your own wands.
And again, keep the slime away from the books.
Yeah, again, slime books, they're not really great together.
Wow, well, you're really going out of the box and doing some fun things. Talk about an age range you think this would appeal to.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, like you said, Harry Potter has been a book series that has attached to all kinds of people for years and years. But really, our focus is more on elementary and middle school students. There will be things that younger kids can do. There will be things that adults can participate in. But really, our focus is elementary and middle school students.
So are you expecting a lot of people at this?
We are expecting a lot of people to come. We've prepared 400 bags of slime, so we should be well stocked.
What did you do today? I prepared 400 bags of slime. I can't even, I'm just trying to, you know, this is not the library of when I was a kid, because you couldn't have done any of that stuff back then.
No, we really try to reach out and do a lot of fun things with the kids.
Wow. So, and you've got other things that have been going on over the summer too.
We do, yeah. We have had, like I said earlier, our story times in the park. On Fridays at the park, we're doing an elementary activity. We've been painting. We've been doing games. We have the story walk that's going around that this week is currently at Beulah Park, and that has been a great success again. Chris has had Silent Book Group, and we've had the Chaconix Literature Series going on. It's been a lot of fun this summer.
Now, you encouraged kids to dress up, right?
Yes, we definitely encourage kids to dress up. We will have some Harry Potter temporary tattoos there for people. We'll have a photo booth, and we just love to see kids imagine what they should dress like as wizards.
And a lot of kids somewhere back in the closet have Harry Potter memorabilia as, you know, Halloween costumes, things like that. You just have to find it.
Yeah, you just got to dig it out.
All right, so that's happening. And what are the hours for Saturday?
Yeah, for Saturday, Harry Potter Day will be happening from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
All right, Roseburg Public Library, not the library of your parents or grandparents, apparently. A lot of cool stuff going on. Aurora, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.